Welcome to the Everyday Leader. Devote just 10 minutes to listening to this podcast. Over time, these quick lessons will compound, building and growing your influence effortlessly. I'm your host, LT. We're all leaders in some aspect of our lives because leadership is not about titles. It is an attitude. It's how we conduct ourselves in any aspect of our lives. I created this podcast to share decades of experience I have had in leadership and to provide some ideas on how you can be a little bit better every day. We all know what compounded interest is. It is the result of investing your money and reinvesting the interest rather than spending it so that the interest grows exponentially over time. At the Everyday Leader, we focus on small daily improvements that will build and grow exponential results over time. These efforts may be so small, we do not see them from one day to the next, but compounding these small efforts and small improvements over time eventually yields tremendous growth and results. You deserve wonderful results, friends. You deserve the best. Yes, I'm talking to you. Hello, friends. Welcome back. Today, we're diving deeper into the theme of commitment, aligning it with the inspiring spirit of Martin Luther King Jr. Day. As we continue our journey toward achieving our New Year's goals, let's draw inspiration from Dr. King's powerful words on commitment. Dr. King once remarked, "If you can't fly, then run. If you can't run, then walk. If you can't walk, then crawl. But whatever you do, you have to keep moving forward." These profound words echo the essence of commitment, the unwavering determination to keep moving, regardless of the pace. As we reflect on Dr. King's commitment to justice and equality, let's infuse our own goals with a similar dedication. Commitment just isn't about big strides. It's about the consistency of the journey. It's about the daily decisions that align with our aspirations, even when faced with challenges. Commitment becomes a guiding light during tough times. It's during these moments of adversity that our dedication is truly put to the test. Are we willing to stay true to our goals when the path becomes difficult? Can we make choices that align with our aspirations, even when faced with obstacles? Much like how every protest, every speech, and every act of civil disobedience contributed to a larger cause, our commitment to personal and professional growth operates similarly. It's the cumulative effect of daily, intentional decisions that propel us forward on our journey. Commitment is not a one-time declaration, but a continuous series of choices. It's waking up each morning with a renewed dedication to our goals. It's the resilience to stay committed, even when the progress seems incremental. It's understanding that the journey is as significant as the destination. Dr. King's commitment was not confined to grandiose gestures, but manifested in the everyday struggle. Similarly, our commitment to our goals is reflected not only in significant milestones, but also in the consistent, dedicated effort we put forth every day. In the spirit of Martin Luther King Day, let's explore how commitment played a pivotal role in the civil rights movement. Dr. King's vision was not just a dream, but a commitment to a better, more just future. His tireless efforts and unyielding commitment paved the way for transformative change. Take the first step in faith. You don't have to see the whole staircase. You just have to take the first step, Dr. King wisely said. This encouragement to take that initial step aligns with our commitment to our goals. Sometimes all it takes is that first step, that first act of commitment to set a powerful chain of events in motion. On this MLK Day, let's honor Dr. King's legacy by embodying commitment in our pursuits, whether it's personal growth, leadership development, or a professional milestone. Let's remember that commitment is the fuel that propels us forward. Let's weave these lessons into the fabric of our aspirations, recognizing that our commitment, regardless of scale, has the power to create meaningful change. Join us at the Everyday Leader as we explore the journey toward our goals. Here's to a year filled with purposeful commitment, progress, and impactful achievements. I hope that you enjoyed this episode of The Everyday Leader. Please like, share, and subscribe to this podcast to cultivate the leader within you. When you are living the best version of yourself, you inspire others to live the best versions of themselves. That is everyday leadership. Thank you for your time today. I'll leave you with my favorite quote from John Quincy Adams. If your actions inspire others to dream more, learn more, do more, and become more, you are a leader.